KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a slight chance of rain or rain-snow mix through the midday hours, a high around 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. A reminder, in Ottawa Valley, schools are starting 2 hours late this morning. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Nebraska was arrested late Monday night on drug charges. 32-year-old Daniel John McWilliams of Omaha was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. at the intersection of North Broadway and West Valley Streets in Red Oak. McWilliams was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 4:40 p.m. Monday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 48-year-old Dennis Graham of Stanton for domestic abuse assault. His arrest followed a call about an incident that allegedly occurred at a residence in the 500 block of Hilltop Avenue in Stanton. Graham was brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. A man from Kansas City, Missouri, was arrested early this morning on drug charges south of Stanton. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 21-year-old Matthew Curtis Leo Dineen was arrested in the 2300 block of Avenue O at around 6 a.m. He faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Dineen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health's Bureau of Emergency and Trauma Services has cited an emergency medical services provider from Montgomery County for failing to comply with the terms and conditions of his suspension. In a letter dated February 3rd, Rebecca Curtis, Bureau Chief with the IDPH Bureau of Emergency and Trauma Services, said Adam Wainwright of Villisca also was given a warning for failure to comply with the terms of the department order that may result in further disciplinary action. On November 4th of last year, the IDPH suspended Wainwright's EMS certification for the altering of two emergency lighting authorizations, one of which he provided to his employer, indicating that he was approved by the Department of Transportation to utilize emergency lights on his personal vehicle. On December 4th, the department suspended Wainwright's emergency medical care provider certification for a period of 1 month because he did not successfully complete 2 hours of continuing education in the area of ethics. Curtis said that Wainwright did not complete his required coursework on time. He can appeal the disciplinary action by submitting in writing a request for a hearing within 20 days of receipt of the notice of proposed action. Elsewhere in the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board met Monday evening and received updates on various projects and grant applications. During their meeting, the board approved a contract with Snyder & Associates Engineers Conceptual Design and Cost Estimates for improvements to the Schulberg Recreation Area. The information, when compiled, will be submitted to Vision Iowa, along with other supporting documents, in an attempt to receive grant monies for the project. Snyder's fee for the work amounts to $2,550, which can be paid for through the local option sales tax or available funds in the Schulberg Rec Area Fund. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring explained more about what their work will encompass.
We do have a proposal from them for professional services to supply us with campground overview with cost estimates for both water, electric, and playground, and a fishing pier, and a shelter on the west side as an alternate, but we'll have a cost for that. Fishing pier would also be an alternate. We'll have all those figures. We'll have some very accurate figures. We'll have pictures, and again, we'll have exhibits and the cost estimating. And that's really, really critical when you turn all these things in to them.
Herring stressed the need for letters of support from the community and businesses for inclusion in the Vision Iowa grant program.
The more letters of support that you have, whether it's from residents, local businesses, and service groups, the more you have, the better, the more points you're going to get. So we'll be working on getting some more PR for some letters of support over the course of the next couple, 3 weeks.
And he said some people, as evidenced by a letter written to the local paper, don't understand the importance of the Schulberg Rec area to the economic vitality of Atlantic. He said he intends to work harder to make it clear how important having the rec area is, not only to Atlantic, but to Cass County. In other business, the Parks and Rec Board approved a memorandum of understanding between the city and Nishna Valley YMCA for a pool manager and aquatics director.
The agreement would be that the Parks and Recreation Department would have that aquatics director on location at the pool for the 3 months that we are open. And if we need a little more time, we can certainly negotiate that as well. But we believe from, say, May 15th to August 15th, would cover all of our needs and wants of a pool manager, and they would be under our direction at that point in time, but they would still be an employee of the Y. And so everything goes through the Y as far as that person is concerned.
The agreement also incorporates organized pickleball, adult tennis, horseshoes, and active older adults activities, along with the advertising of those available activities. The agreement, which must be approved by the YMCA board, would cost the department $11,329, or about $800 more than last year. And the Parks and Rec Assistant Director Seth Stasholm said the new online reservation system for park shelters in Atlantic is up and running. There are some tweaks they'd like to make to the system, but that would cost more than the original contract amount, so it's something they could look at doing in the future. Elsewhere in state news, two ice fishermen are credited with saving the life of another man who fell through ice on a lake in south central Iowa over the weekend. Iowa DNR Park Ranger Craig O'Brookling said the 58-year-old Richard Rousey of Indianola was snowshoeing and taking photos of geese on Lake Aquabie Sunday morning when the accident happened.
When he walked up or approached the geese that were actually in open water, he got a little bit too close to the open water and fell through the ice.
Jesse Banner of Des Moines and Damian Bell of Pleasant Hill were ice fishing several hundred yards away, but heard Rousey shouting for help. The two men drove their truck on the road to get closer to where Rousey had fallen in the water.
They were able to get one of our canoes that was locked in one of the buildings from our canoe rental and take the canoe out to him and help keep him afloat until the Indianola paramedics and rescue were able to go out there and actually get him out of the water.
The men did not have paddles and used their hands to move the canoe out to Rousey.
I give both those two gentlemen the credit for saving that man's life. If they weren't there, or for that matter, anyone would not have heard him, it would not have ended the same way that it did.
It's believed Rousey fell in the icy water at around 10:45 a.m. He was removed from the water by roughly 11:15 and transported to a hospital where he was expected to make a full recovery. But Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday announced a series of STEM school visits across Iowa to discuss the importance of giving students a world-class education in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. Reynolds is co-chair of the Governor's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Advisory Council. The STEM's council overarching goal is to increase STEM interest and achievement to, in part, regain Iowa's historic legacy as a leader in education and workforce development. The tour will begin with stops this month and will continue through April. Locally, the schedule for the tour includes on Friday, March the 18th, the IKM Manning School District, and she'll be at the IKM Manning High School from 1:15 to 2:15 p.m. on March the 18th. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.